Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. I'll be preaching this evening from a verse in Genesis chapter 3, which I read to you now. The Lord said, "By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. You are dust, and to dust you shall return." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, sanctify us in the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Since I was a child, I have been attending Ash Wednesday services. And throughout my life, as far back as I can remember, in the Lutheran churches I have attended, there has been the custom of marking the forehead with ashes in the shape of a cross. And from a fairly early age, I can remember being struck by the words which accompany that marking with ashes. They struck me as very powerful and profound, even if I didn't quite understand why. "Joshua, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." As a pastor now, these words continue to strike me even more so, because over and over again I have spoken similar words at the open grave as part of the church's funeral rite. Since Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, in His gracious wisdom, has called our brother or sister from this life, we commit his or her body to the ground, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Dust we are, and to dust we shall return. Why are these words so powerful? How can they lead us into the Lenten season as a time of spiritual renewal? How can they point us to Christ Jesus? At the most basic level, these words, of course, speak to us of our mortality. Adam was formed from the dust. The Lord then tells him he will now return to the dust. And there is something about the image of dust that brings to mind frailty and weakness and transience. These words remind us of our mortality, that we will all one day die. In our time, life expectancy has steadily increased, but the death rate itself has remained constant. It always will, until Christ returns. Throughout history, people of many different cultures and religions have understood that to be aware of our mortality, to acknowledge our own death, is actually an essential part of living wisely and well in this world. The book of Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament picks up this ancient wisdom when it says, echoing our text, "All go to one place, all are from the dust, and all turn to dust again. Who knows whether the human spirit goes upwards and the spirit of animals goes downwards to the earth? So I saw that there is nothing better than that all should enjoy their work, for that is their lot. Who can bring them to see what will be after them?" In other words, an awareness of one's mortality can bring everyday life into a wholly different perspective, where you make the most of each day. Greek philosophers had their own version of this thinking. There was a famous Latin phrase, memento mori, remember your death. Legend has it that some of the Roman emperors returning from battle would be followed by a servant whose task was to repeat this phrase, memento mori, memento mori. Remember that you are not immortal. Remember your death. And so on Ash Wednesday, we are confronted with our own mortality. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. But for the Christian, dust and ashes are more than only a sign that we die. In the Bible, they are also a sign of why we die. Because remember the context of those words in Genesis. They are the final words of the Lord about the consequences of Adam and Eve's disobedience. Do you remember the sequence? First, the Lord spoke to the serpent about going on his belly, eating dust, and having the seed of the woman bruise his head. Then to the woman about pain in childbearing. Then to the man about toiling on the cursed ground with thorns and thistles. Then comes the very last phrase as a culmination of all the Lord is saying. Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. In the context, these words are devastating. Because back in the creation account in Genesis chapter 2, we read that the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. In God's good creation, humanity was not meant to return to the dust. We were created to live with God, not to die. Death is a result of sin. And so dust and ashes then, throughout the scriptures, also become a sign of repentance, of acknowledging that the Lord's sentence is just, of acknowledging one's own unworthiness to stand before God on our own. This is why Abraham, as he pleads for Sodom and Gomorrah, says to the Lord, "Let me take it upon myself to speak to the Lord, I who am but dust and ashes." And so as you hear these words spoken to you this evening and receive the mark of ashes on your head, you acknowledge that the wages of sin is death. The wages of your sin is death. You acknowledge that we all, like sheep, have gone astray and that you have gone astray. There is no one righteous, not even one, not even you. And so as we enter another Lenten season, you are called to repent, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return. But then we need to go deeper still. Because Christians do not on Ash Wednesday remember death for its own sake. We do not dwell on our sins in order to further punish ourselves. We do not cover ourselves with dust and ashes in hopeless despair. No, we are very deliberately marked with ash in the sign of the cross. Because dust though we are, we trust in our Lord Jesus Christ, who brings the new creation from the dust of death. Listen to how the psalmist speaks of dust. "As the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he removes our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion for his children, so the Lord has compassion for those who fear him. For he knows how we were made. He remembers that we are dust." And it's that steadfast love, that compassion, that promise of the removal of transgression that all points us to the cross of Christ, where he who knew no sin became sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. It is on the cross that your Lord Jesus enters into the curse of death and rises victorious to break that curse forever. So that now, as his people, we can look into the dust of death. We can look even into the open grave, knowing that although we return to the dust, that is not the last word. The last word is resurrection. Hear what St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15. The first man was from the earth, a man of dust. The second man is from heaven. As was the man of dust, so are those who are of the dust. As is the man of heaven, so are those who are of heaven. Just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, so we will also bear the image of the man of heaven. You are joined to that man of heaven, Christ Jesus. You who are baptized into Christ, and it was in your baptism that that mark of the cross was first made. Which means, in a sense, you have already died. Don't you know that all of us who are baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him by baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. It's been said that in the Christian tradition, when people practice that ancient art of memento mori, remember your death, that it took on a new meaning. Yes, you remember your death in the future, but even more, you remember the death you have already died in your baptism into Christ. When I quoted from the funeral rite earlier, that quote was incomplete. Here's how the committal goes on at a Christian funeral. Dust we are, and to dust we shall return. But we know that as Christ was the first to rise from the dead, he will raise up our mortal bodies to be like his in glory. So we commend our brother or sister to the Lord, trusting in his infinite mercy. Thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And if the Lord can bring new life from the dust and ashes of the grave, he can certainly breathe new life into the dust and ashes of your daily journey right now. If anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. So this evening, receive the mark of the ashes on your forehead. And hear again those words which echo down from the Garden of Eden. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember your mortality. Remember your sinfulness and repent. But never forget that the ashes on your head are in the sign of a cross. That we receive eternal life by God's gift alone, through Jesus Christ, our Savior. God grant it to us for Jesus' sake.
Amen. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.